Yo, this is Alex from the AK96 podcast on this lovely Sunday. I'm with my boy.
Peace, it's Kyle, AK96 as well. Happy to be here exactly on this wonderful Father's Day.
Yeah, but I ain't a father. Right. You feel me? Shout out to all my sons, though.
Right.
But
how you doing, bro? How you doing in it all?
I'm chilling, bro. Today's been calm. It's been a calm Sunday. I'm chilling. Got plans afterwards, you know what I'm saying? Starting a new week. I'm finally going back to work. Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about that.
Oh, word?
So I was off for 2 weeks, bro.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's right. You've been having system issues, right?
Yeah, the network been down at my job, so I was off for 2 weeks, bro. So
now you're back.
Now I'm back. It's starting tomorrow. Welcome back to me to the workforce. So it's cool, though, because I still work from home, so it's not all that bad. But how you been?
I've been doing good, man. This week has been pretty good. I've accomplished a lot of everything I wanted to do this week. Things I wanted to do, learn new things. So,
what you been learning?
I was just telling Janae, I've been kind of up in my vocabulary in a way. So, you know how, like I say, I go off on tangents and whatnot. You know, I may ramble, you know, so instead of saying, you know, those words, I digress.
I digress
with my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, and like we were just, you know, speaking in the living room, just really anything that, you know, I can do to improve myself, I'm all into. Which, you know,
productivity.
Exactly.
Semen retention.
Yeah, so like, I'm excited. So let's talk about it. So like when I told you, like, did you ever know anything about that?
Semen retention?
Yeah.
I've heard about it. And you know, YouTube stuff, and you know, like the whole, what was it, like when the Kevin Samuels stuff was like really big? I mean, it still is in like its own little space, but like that whole like manosphere stuff, they always talk about that kind of stuff. Like you should practice semen retention and stuff like that. I mean, it does make sense, but like, I don't really want to do that.
No, 100%. Like I said,
but yeah, it does make sense though.
It won't work for people in relationships.
Because,
you know, in a relationship, that's, you know, that's no way.
Yeah,
how you going to tell your girl or your, you know, your dude, you know, how you going to tell your girl, hey, I can't for 30 days, you know, you wouldn't even really make it, you know what I'm
saying?
No,
I'm not making that.
But I think it's really focusing on dudes that, you know, with the no-fap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got, like, a problem.
I think that's where it's coming from, like, but. Yeah.
Honestly, I think to solve that problem, if you really, like, have an issue with, like, you know, beating it. Like all the time, like go get a girlfriend, bro.
Yeah, honestly. There are ways to solve this.
You feel me? Like, yeah, go get a girlfriend, bro, or go just be in a relationship with somebody, because yeah, I think that really can like mess you up long term, though.
Right. And again, like I said, the only reason I really brought it up is because I was just you know trying to work on my self development. I saw that, but even like I guess from our, you know, our spiritual background, do you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
when you saw that, did it like, like trigger like a memory of anything that, you know, we just learned in the past that was just like, man, like.
So, no sex before marriage, but that don't,
other
mean,
than
that,
that was really freaky, you know?
I don't know. I say it doesn't mean nothing to me, but
I don't know, it's just crazy. It's just some things, you know, I see now, and I guess maybe it's because I'm getting older, I'm just maturing, but
yeah,
I don't know, it's crazy. But again, I digress.
I feel like, but even with that, I guess with the topic of sex, people just need to be more responsible with it. I think people need more sexual education, because in middle school, all we learned how to do is put on a condom on a banana.
That's pretty much it. How to clean it. Like, I remember sixth grade Bartels, they taught the dude, you know, they show, hey, this is how you clean this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's really pretty much it.
High school, they tell you about STDs and like, oh, this is
I remember that. We had a whole assembly about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And then you have like three girls that are like pregnant in the school my senior year. So it's just like, I don't think anybody really was listening to that, because everybody's just young and.
It was bad in high school.
Yeah.
It was
bad.
I was a freshman at Tempe Tech, and I remember we had a whole assembly because there was a chlamydia outbreak.
What? So
people were getting it because they were like sipping
Tech
off of Gatorade
bottles.
So they're like, hey, look, if you need to drink, you know, do a waterfall. That's how bad it was.
Go drink some water, bro.
You know, not even that. They were just sipping off of people's like, hey, man, you thirsty? Here's my Gatorade. Just sip off my Gatorade. But that person had like, you know what I'm saying? So it was crazy. I eventually left, you know, of course, went to Wharton, but
no, Sersky.
But she was crazy.
That's hella nasty, bro. But I mean,
but no, exactly. No, it, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know, bro. Like stuff like that, it's just it can all be avoided with just better education.
It can all be avoided.
You know what I'm saying? Just practice safe sex, dude. That's what the podcast. The heck, the AK96 podcast is all about, man. And just do it with somebody that you trust and you love, and make sure go get tested too if you're out here in these streets. If you're thotting and bopping, there's nothing wrong with it. But like, if you just out here, you know, moving and grooving, shaking and jiving,
right?
Fucking and ducking.
I was just
get tested.
I was just talking to somebody the other day. You know, and it also has to do with responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if it happens, you know, is this somebody that if I slip up and do, you know, have a potential to have a baby, like, how is this going to work out? You
know what I'm saying? Oh, I think about that all the time.
You know, I just have that mindset before going into it. You know, just that thought, because that thought could, you know,
it'll definitely save you a lot of,
you know what I'm saying?
A lot of
it could be fun, but is it really worth it at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? At 13, you know,
just imagine you young guns, whatever, because we were wild, but to keep it a bug. And then we got one of these girls pregnant, bro. Just imagine that, 18 whole years with this girl you don't even like, bro, or know anything about, like, and you stuck with her for 18 years.
Some of these people are like that. Some of these people are literally like that.
Just because you wanted raw, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Just because you wanted, you know.
Feel them walls. Sweet walls.
But see, that's where, you know, that you know, learning about semen, because all semen retention is discipline. You know, how to control, you know, your urges, you know, how to really discipline yourself with anything, you know, and that's really all it is, how to, you know, but I digress. But yeah, no, definitely, you know, I definitely promote sexual education, bro.
Fact. And just niggas in general, and women in general, too, just need to get tested, bro. Because a lot of people out here, they do not be getting tested. I know it for a fact. Some people just do not do it. And they need to. Because, you don't know what you're sleeping with, you don't know what you're kissing on. Because you could definitely catch something. And herpes is 1 in 4 people. So
I can't speak on other people. But
yeah, I know. I'm clean.
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But
shout out Abbott Health.
I mean, but if you know you out here in these streets, you know, I would hope you would want what's best for you. That's all I thought about it.
But we are not on that anymore. We're loyal over here.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
But hey, the Warriors winning. How do you feel? Hey, you know, shout out to Vaughn.
That's what I feel. Shout out to Vaughn.
Shout out
to Vaughn. We're going to tag you in this too.
Hey, Vaughn, it's all love, bro.
We're going to scroll exactly to 8 minutes and to 4 seconds. And we're going to stop in, you know, 30 seconds because we're going to be on your head, my boy. Funny thing is, I don't even have a problem with the Celtics, bro. But just know
I don't have a problem with Celtics.
Just know that
they straight, they clean.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I like
Jason. But just because Vaughn like him,
I'm trolling.
Exactly. Because he be trolling 24/7, bro. Talk about some happy Father's Day.
Yo.
It was funny to see, though.
Nah, but shout out to the Warriors, man. Shout out to Steph Curry. Like I said, I haven't really been keeping up with the NBA this season, you know. So when I found out they was really far ahead in the playoffs, I was like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, I knew Klay came back. I knew they had the ups and downs with Klay. So I knew the, but again, I wasn't keeping up with the overall season. And I was really surprised that the Celtics made it this far too. But I don't know. I haven't really been into the, you know, this season of basketball, but we'll see. Bro. I'm really excited.
How's the highlights, though?
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. But no, shout out to Steph, you know, winning a fourth title, being amongst, you know, one of the greatest, you know, if not the greatest shooter of all time. You know what I'm saying? I would, yeah. I mean, it's nobody. He deserves that final MVP. But all of those guys, man, you know, all of those guys work together as a team. You know, you can see the team camaraderie with those guys. I mean, it's interesting. And everybody had their moment to shine. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because each one of them had a place to get them in the playoffs. You know, Gary Payton, you know, the second, he was tremendous, you know, he had a tremendous part. Jordan Poole, shout out to him for being from Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had their place. Iguodala being back, you know? It's, you know, so shout out to the Warriors, man.
Everybody did that, what they had to do, bro.
Exactly.
Look what happened.
Exactly.
Came out on top.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron say, I'm going to take my talents to the street. Go to the Bay.
His only goal at this point is make sure his kid gets into the league So he played with his son. And I
feel like that's really confirmed.
I'm a billionaire already. I don't care about no basketball. I'm a billionaire. Really
confirmed, man. You know.
Bro, that's wild, bro. Man's a billionaire, bro. I don't think LeBron.
Shout out to LeBron, man. Shout out to LeBron. You know,
he is not your savior. Let me stop. But
but shout out to him being an example. You know, of what, you know, a black father should be. You know,
yeah, rich, kids, taking care of your kids.
You know, but just being there. You know, just being present, being a role model, setting an example.
Facts.
You know, but shout out to LeBron. Yeah, shout out to what he's created. Because you know, it's
the just, only one that has like a, I guess like a clean image in the NBA. He never had no scandals or nothing come out.
I mean, I've seen LeBron act foolish at times, but you know,
yeah, but nothing crazy.
Exactly, but to see, you know, another black man, you know,
like Tristan Thompson,
make it, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't worried about your thing. He ain't got four championships.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
He only had what? One from that one win?
One. Yeah. But nah, he's always kept maintaining a clean image, though. That's what I always respected about him.
No, he's a cool dude. Hey, let me do you keep up with like LaVar Ball?
And his kids?
Yeah, no, Melo and them. I think it was on House of Highlights. I was reading up something on NBA and they were saying that
LaMelo became old though. But continue, bro.
He can't stay away.
No, he can't.
He can't stay
away. He messed with everybody.
But what were they saying? Oh, he was saying in the interview that he was like initially left-handed or something, and his dad like made him made him right-handed by doing certain things. I had seen it. I was like, what?
You can't trick your brain into that.
Yeah, but people were saying in the comments, they were just like, oh, that's LaVar Ball, man. A1 dad, man.
Watch out.
He saw that from the get. That's why he's running the NBA.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, wow, man.
Man.
LaVar, but where I'm coming
he's
from.
He's an amazing dad, though.
Yeah, LaVar is straight. I like LaVar.
Yeah, as a pops, as a person.
And he spoke it into existence. I know their other brother, the middle brother, I think. I forget his name.
Jello?
Yeah, I remember he got in trouble in China, so I know that kind of messed him up. But yeah, he's straight. He in like the Drew League, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he gonna get up there. But his father, their dad spoke what is happening now into existence. So, you know, that's
yeah, shut up. Good black dad.
Father's Day special.
You feel me? Father's Day special, shout out to that. Well, I think funny thing is, we already did like an episode a long time ago about
Father's Day. We sure did.
I remember that time I argued our asses being shit like that.
I mean, you know, shout out to my dad, you know, for just being there, for, you know, like I told him, you know, for being a role model, an example, you know. Like I said, bro, if it wasn't for my parents, you know, I wouldn't know if I would be there.
I would not be here.
What I'm saying? It's crazy, you know, I owe a lot to them, you know. And what's funny is, I digress, but she's not, man. Like I said, you know, I'm blessed, you know, and I guess that's why I also want to, you know, help, you know, like you said, learning ways to, you know, better help improve myself, but also want to spread it to others, because I also know that, you know, again, there are people that, you know, are blessed to be, you know, in a position where they, you know,
have both parents.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, but just want to help.
I know a lot of niggas ain't got daddies these days, boy.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. Janine was telling me the other day about how, you know, two kids came into a pediatric office. They were in foster care and just split up, you know, just staying like that, man. You know, it's crazy out here, bro. So.
I always joke about that if my kid's not talented enough.
Don't do it, bro.
I'm not having kids at all.
You're not having kids, man.
I do not. At least not for a long time.
Give me till like I'm 25. Give me till maybe 27, 28, 30.
I'll start considering it at 27, 28 if I really want it. But after what I seen yesterday, no.
What happened yesterday?
A little big head just at the gig. A little father daughter.
Big you egg. See people with kids.
Yeah.
Like,
The only boy is there. I was like, y'all just gotta be the most annoying ones.
But I do. I do want.
These kids be having some craniums, bro. Some
really?
Heads, bro. Some big ass heads on these little bodies, bro. Like, they look like bobbleheads just walking around and running around. And they was coughing on my microphone. I had to disinfect it too when I got home. Like,
hey, it was
like,
that bad?
I didn't want to snatch the mic from them and like boot these little kids. But I was thinking about it. I was like, they're not my kid. They're not my little cousins or nothing, so I can't kick them.
Wow.
But I was thinking in my head, dog. I was like, little motherfucker, boy. Oh, my God. But shout out to Lex, though. For the father-daughter part, cool. It was just cool. Them two little boys. I just mess with it.
Nice, man.
But yeah, everything else was straight.
To those people, you were their hero.
man, I'm not your savior. Oh, like, nah, you're crazy. But I don't know, bro. It's just, kids are just, I just want to be able to get up and do what I want when I want. Like, if I want to go to Dreamville Fest, I'm not trying to, oh, you're about a babysitter, bro. Nah, I'm going to get up and go.
I 100% feel exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Give me a little bit of time, but, you know, if it...
I got to really be through with half of the things I wanted to do in life. Yeah. I need to go to some other countries still. I need to...
That's it. You know, once you have that kid, you know, you got
to
show, main priority for the next 18 years. You got to put your son or daughter first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you have to take care of you, yes, but at the end of the day, that's your responsibility. That's your kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So. Give me a puppy, bro. Give me a...
I'm a plant dad for now. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to my shorty, though. She got me a plant, too.
All right.
I actually need to check to see if it needs to be watered, though.
Yeah, that's another thing. I'm trying to make sure they get the needed sunlight exposure, the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they're in my patio when I'm at work, but at this weekend, they've been outside, so I'll put them back in tonight.
No, they'll get it. When you told me that you were watering your plants, I was like, when is this nigga get plants?
I had them for about a good month now.
Really?
I had them for a good month.
Okay, I only had mine for like a week and a half. So
but
far.
It's so crazy, bro, because this is stuff like... You know, my mom exposed me to when I was younger. We used to live over in Summit West.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, man. So she used to have lemon trees. So she used to take me. We were homeschooled at the time. So we used to go to her, to Lowe's, the Home Depot, and help her get the
mold.
Yeah, exactly. The dirt. Thanks. Yeah, the dirt. Everything, bro. So it was crazy. I'm over here doing the same thing I was doing 8 years ago. But shout out to my mom.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna put as an instrumental "Water My Plants" by Larry June. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Real low key. I be out the way. Yes, sir. I like that. That's a vibe though. Low key. Watering a plant, like cleaning the house.
That was cool, man. It was
light some candles.
It was cool. I'm tripping. I need to get some more incense. I've been tripping.
Hey, you can mess with the incense. I've been messing with the Woodwick candles from Target.
You like the candles? I like candles.
Woo, it smells so good.
I like candles. But yeah, I'm more of an incense guy.
Yeah, you like the...
I like the incense.
To wave it around. Get the good vibes.
Yeah, no, I just like you can place it anywhere. It's really... You can place it anywhere.
That's stuff. It's, when it's a good scent,
though,
it's a
good right scent. One, that's what I'm saying. You get that right scent.
Your whole house will smell
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, exactly. You can put them in different areas. You can put one in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you want to, you can target it.
It'll be like a hot box.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that's cool. I gotta go. But inflation has went up on the incense.
Really?
Yeah, man. They went up at least, I would say, retail-wise, at least a good 30 cents. Yeah, man.
Up there. Like, gas prices.
I used to get 25 sticks for $3. Now it's like 25 sticks for like, I think, $4 in a thing. It's like $4.
Inflation.
Yeah, so. Hello, what?
Yeah.
I just go ahead and buy the box for like, you know, because I think if you buy the actual box, it's like $5.
That's not bad.
Yeah, which is not bad, but hey, I can save $2 for like 25.
Like 100 sticks up in there for the box?
I think it's like 50. That's 50 or 60. Yeah, it's not 100. That's but not it, it's still, you know, fine. I should do it, but you know, I'm always trying to save a buck.
Yeah. I hear that. I'm always gas prices.
You know, and I'm always going to be back, so I'll go ahead, you know.
Yeah, I already know what spot you're talking about, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Cats in there.
That's great, man.
Weirdo chicks.
Hey, I'm just for the incense. I'm there, you know, dipping go, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, bro. I remember once, and I don't mean to bash the store, but it was just so crazy because they know
me. That's scary as hell, bro.
The store, yeah, it's something.
It when is creepy.
First walking there. But I remember, but they know me because my mom, we used to go there all the time.
I seen your mom there 1 week, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So we always up there. So long story short, we go in there. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, please take your bag off and stuff. I'm like, what? I only had like I had my fanny I broke at the Dreamville.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I had that one on at the time. And they was like, oh man, take that off. I was like, what's going on? I was with my sister, Connie, and you know, she had her book bag, but they was just like, man, y'all targeting me because I'm black? What's going on? I'm always up in here. Man, I'm buying these incense and these soaps, and I'm
like, yo, go treat me.
You know what I'm saying? What? So it was so crazy, but not again, you know, my mom, it was so great. I told my mom. And I was like, yeah, mom, yeah, because she wanted me to go pick her stuff up. And I was like, yeah, they treated me like that. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, man, we're gone. then my mom, she was heated. And I'm like, but no, shout out to the store. They give me what I need. They're awesome. They've been there for years, and that's the reason. Because they're supposed to be there. So appreciate all of them and what they do, but just a crazy story that just popped up. No, I don't think I ever told you about that, but
I never heard that one.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So what you think about this? My bad to switch topics like that too. This Drake album, this EDM house music vibe.
I'm straight with it because it kind of reminds me of Passion Fruit, and I like Passion Fruit from. You don't like Passion Fruit, and that's the same kind of vibes you get from this album, which I'm cool with. You know, I like that. You know, it's all right. So, like I said, I was gonna play it in the background, but one song he was like, really, really, you know, in his feelings. And I was just like, yeah, man.
This whole album, he's in his feelings. I mean, but when is he never ever like that? It's Drake. But I mean, I appreciate it for what it is. I'm not gonna hate on it like everybody else is. Everybody, bro, on Twitter, like probably 15 minutes after it dropped, everybody's like, trash, trash, trash. What is this shit? What is this? But they, people were flaming it. And I'm not gonna lie, it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. It was funny as hell. But after listening to it like a couple times and listening to it in the car, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's what I had it in the car today.
And I listen to house music too. Not by choice though.
I guess people thought it was going to be like another sort of, you know, it was going to be another rap, another drill. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it's weird because, you know, Drake dropped Scorpion and then, well, no, he dropped More Life. And More Life was like completely torted. It was, that was kind of like, I guess he was like testing the water because there was some songs.
Yeah, there was.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of reminiscent to this one. So. But it's straight. Honestly, I think he's really... I know he addressed Twitter and whatnot saying that, you know, people need to catch up. And I seriously think people do need to catch up because all these concerts I see, bro, is EDM. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all what they like. I was watching most of... I'm trying to get into TikTok. And most of the... I don't follow anybody on TikTok, but TikTok just throws these, you know, these videos. But either way.
Yeah.
But it was all these concerts people were at. It's just...
Oh, the raves and stuff? Yeah, like, yeah, the EDC, EDM, Forbidden Kingdom, all that stuff is all like... electronic music, all EDM.
Just imagine if you had the EDM people that's already there listening to EDM, and you got people that like Drake and his Drake song like EDM. You better just imagine the more people.
Yeah,
the more
all the shorties.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So, he's smart. Like I said, I don't have a problem with the album.
But my thing is, he about to get hella royalties off of it because they make a lot of remixes, like EDM remixes to like the most popping songs. So. He has a whole album filled with that. These DJs and these producers about to go crazy. He's about to get bad.
Certified Lover Boy still getting heavy streams. You know, exactly. I'm still listening to it. You know, same. What I'm saying? So it's like, you know.
And Drake be showing love to hella artists too. I mean, this one, he only has 21
Which is fine. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, like, Certified Lover Boy, he always shows hella love to artists. But I think it's straight. I seen one dude, I'm not going to say his name, but he just went on a rant about, like, man. Y'all niggas don't listen to other kinds of music. He said, y'all got the most basic taste. He's like, man, like, y'all just can't appreciate a Drake album because it's just different. It's just, it's not hip hop. Y'all need to listen to other things. I'm just like, bro, I'm thinking to myself, like, you have to do a 2-page essay about this, bro. Like, you definitely could have kept this to yourself, but it was just funny to
but
see.
But not everybody's on this, yeah, everybody's on the same page, but.
Yeah, but I understand why people
understand
are tired
why,
of listening
yeah,
to that, though.
I
people
understand,
are,
yeah.
People want to hear him spit bars, myself included, because
yeah,
I feel like Drake is at his best when he's rapping, bro. Like, when he was, like, 2015, when niggas was dissing him left and right, I feel like he was peak rapping skills, because he was not taking.
But that's the thing, he gave us that in Certified Lover Boy, and he knew he had this other audience.
Yeah.
And he had to, you know,
he
give
us
them.
A lot of R&B.
So,
I like the singing Drake, but I'm like, bro, like, for Scary Hours 3, I just hope there's more than 2-3 songs on there. Please give us an album or mixtape or something, bro, because I need
album
it. I want I need just a bar heavy album or mixtape. Drake's still the GOAT, so that's no debate, but like, you know, he's one of the GOATs. Let me say that. Because there's so many. But
you know who I need new music from? But I don't think we're going to get it anymore.
Who?
Nah, the Migos.
Yeah, I seen it recently.
Yeah.
Nah, I think.
You know anything about that?
I
heard
don't know
that.
Nothing about it. But I see it, but I don't know
the
details about
all
it.
All I heard, they broke up or something. So that's it.
Yeah. But I mean, well, Offset was in jail that one time. We was bumping on Back to the Bando.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Heavily.
You know what I'm saying? Heavily. You know what I'm saying? West Chapel did.
It was okay.
Quavo and Takeoff, they was doing their thing together. People be forgetting about Takeoff now.
Yeah. Now, that's what they all had there. We were just listening to Metro and Offset's album the other day.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so, I mean, that whole album was fire. You know, cool. I don't know. I didn't really like Quavo. I mean, well, when Quavo did that one album with Travis, that was dope.
Yeah,
that was cool. But I didn't like the one with Quavo by himself, really. He had, like, one or two songs, but that was it.
I like Offset's the best.
Offset's my favorite music. Takeoff had one or two songs, but...
Offset's album,
yeah. If I had to choose, it'd be Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff. Exactly how it is.
Yeah. Offset's just more diverse, bro. He's just so good. He just rap, bro. He just raps so good. Like... Also, I need a 21 Savage album. I tweeted that the other day. I was like, I really need a 21 Savage
21
album.
21 Savage?
He has been just snapping on every single feature lately. Like, bro, give me 21 on different beats. Like, when Pharrell produces and stuff, we're just like, he just hops on just anything else. Even on the Drake album, bro. He doesn't have a single bad feature. I don't think 21 Savage ever has failed on a feature.
I don't think so either.
So, I need that for 21. Like, yeah. I just want to listen to, like, a lot of just...
Shout out to 21. I remember when he was on Double XL and is that what it is?
Okay, shout out to Double XL for this year too.
Yeah, I remember when he was Double XL and people were like, oh, he ain't gonna make it after this.
Shoot.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, shout out to 21.
Exactly. Most of that class is done.
He has a lot of hits. He got some hits too.
You know what I'm saying? He don't miss.
It's 2016.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
every party, every club, everybody was playing that song.
Bro, that No Heart and that X, I was playing on my X. Total. Come on. Savage. Come on, bro. That 21.
We've got a lot of J. Cole. We got a lot of Jermaine. I want to hear some new Earth Gang. We got new Kendrick.
Yeah, Earth Gang.
I know they're doing that tour right now. I'm mad we didn't go, but we got to save up. We saw them in Dream Fest.
Yeah, we saw them in Dream Fest. And pretty much they did the same thing too.
Right.
So we're not too.
We need to, right.
I'm not going to lie. For this week, though, I don't listen to Kevin Gates, but he dropped a new project. I heard it's really good, but I don't really listen to him like that. Yeah.
I heard Kevin was tweaking, man.
I heard he got, like, cheating on something, so... I just heard that freestyle he did my barber show for me. I was like, he's just a freaky nigga, bro. Like... I don't mind, like, some little bars in here about pussy or whatever and, like, raps, but, like, he's just a OD freaking man. Like, he's a little too descriptive for me, bro. I'm just not trying to hear about another man doing all that to my babe, Ruby Rose. But, and then, who else? Duke Deuce. I don't know if you know who he is. He's, what the fuck? Damn, bro, I don't know what you want. He's fire. And then you got Westside Boogie. He's another one. You'll like his music. It's very thought-provoking. And then you got this girl named... Amber or Ombre? I don't know. That's her name. She's really good. Yeah, she has some fire stuff. Like, I gotta send you some more music, bro. Like, I feel like since you've been on, you know, the spiritual wave. You know what I'm saying? I gotta tell you the spiritual. You be on the, you know, the chakras, bro. Like, the world's ending, bro.
It's not even that, bro. It's just.
No, but I got somebody for you, though.
Okay.
Jay Electronica. Cool. All right, cool. I'm gonna send you the album, though. Because he's just. He drinks all the
You know what I be on.
Yeah,
you
know I know what you be on, so I was like, I just be fucking with you. But Jay Electronica, if you want to listen to somebody that, like, he has a lot of Star Wars references.
Where?
In his music. Like, every single song, he has a fire ass Star Wars bar. And I'm just like, wow.
You gotta send me that. Yeah, you gotta send me that. Yeah, send me.
Like, it's crazy. It's, oh my gosh, let me see if I can find it. I'm about to play it on here. Cool.
So, what he be saying about Star Wars?
Actually, let me.
Speaking of Star Wars, Episode 5, if you have not seen it, I talked about it in Will of the Force, but Episode 5 was honestly great. It's what saved this show. Episodes 1 through 4, I mean, they were kind of timid, but I mean, Episode 5 lights us up. I'll talk more about it. I don't want to go too much in tangent with this, but I'm very excited for Episode 6. But yeah, man, I know you say you didn't see it yet, but you gotta watch it. Gotta watch it. When you watch it, tell me about it, because it was really great. They're showing us a lot of Vader.
Give me bits and snippets without
All I can tell you is this episode is really heavy on Vader. It's very heavy on Obi-Wan, and that's really all I can tell you. I don't want to spoil too much. I don't want to go off on, you know, tangents, but it's really great. But the thing is that, like I said, like I told you at the gym,
they're tying everything together.
Exactly. They're tying everything together, and it's like they're about, in Episode 6 will be them completing the bow in a way.
Fire.
So, and that's what I'm interested to see, because that's how they set it up in Episode 5. But my thoughts is, how they did episode 5 should have been done in episodes 1, 2, and 3. And then they could have, you know, done the bullshit and ever. But I digress. But
they were building it up.
So exactly.
But it's good. I got the bars for you. So he says it in the song called Ezekiel's Wheel, which is one of my favorite songs. Long as hell, but it's a good song. So one of the bars is, I started on Tatooine, but I'm way out in Dagobah.
Oh, my God.
Master of the Force made my saber. I'm in the light now.
Wait, say that one part again.
So I'm gonna do it from the jump. Okay. So the verse starts. They said it was gonna never happen, but I survived Neverland like the Jacksons. You never swallow slanderous lies for the devil's satisfaction. I still got my glitter gloves, I still got my glitter socks. Now I'm moonwalking on your couch with many zippers on my jacket. J Cirque de Soleika. I started on Tatooine, but now I'm way out in Dagobah. Master of the Force made my saber. I'm in the light now. It's the hours of chaos. The black steel is on me right now.
Oh,
that's dope. All right, so you feel me? Like the Star Wars part is crazy.
Yeah, how he interpret. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he has the Michael Jackson lines. Like,
yeah, no, bro. That's dope. Lyrically, what's that song called?
It's called Ezekiel's Wheel.
Ezekiel's Wheel.
Let me just play it, so because he could definitely say it way better than I just rapped it.
No, I mean you broke it down. I mean,
but yeah, it's just.
I know what you're talking about now. 100%. Nah, that's dope. Yeah, man. Anybody that's, you know, on the same, you know, frequency vibe I'm on, bro, you know. Don't nobody need to be hearing, you know. I'm gonna shoot up the club, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, hold on. Let me play the mic. Let me see if it'll... Yeah, that's ours. I'm like, bro, who doesn't love a good Star Wars bar?
Who doesn't?
You feel me? That's all right.
All right, cool. Is that like just a single, or is that on the album? Or
that's on the album. The album's pretty, like, it's pretty deep. Like, you know, like the 5% and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Black Man is God. Yeah. It's like.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of talk.
Yeah, no, man. Like I said, I'm fucking with Earth Gang. I think they're great.
Yeah.
I mean, though, lyrically, I think, you know, what they're putting out,
the message.
Yeah. What's the other dude's name?
His name is like Wow Great.
Yeah, but he's, you know,
he's both of them.
Yeah, they're cool, man. That's dope. That's why I'm mad, because I went to the bathroom. I had to go to the porta potty and drink.
Yeah.
So I left that whole thing. So I came back and they were snapping. But speaking of them, what does Jid's name mean again? It's like Jesus Disguise?
Huh?
What does his name mean again? The acronyms?
Yeah, I think it's just JID. I think it's just acronym. JID or JID.
But did they put Jesus in Describe in his performance when he was up there with that one girl?
Nah,
was
did they?
In the beginning?
Nah.
Okay, that must have been a different festival.
Nah, what? It was wild.
Yeah, they had that, what was that one, one artist name?
The girl that was singing?
Yeah, I think it was like Saturday, the first person.
Oh, Mariba.
Okay, yeah, she was there on stage with him.
Yeah, when the girl passed out?
Yeah,
okay.
But the DJ in the background had the acronym Jesus in Disguise.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of fire, though, low key.
That's kind of fire. Though. That's why I asked it. I was like, is that how you move it?
Oh, I don't know. I never knew about that.
Yeah, it was behind the DJ. It was behind the DJ.
Damn, I didn't even see that. There's so much going around. I was not focused on that.
Because it looked like Dreamville, because he had on the same, you know, clothes he had on when at the actual day. Because I did see them on the monitor, and I saw him a little bit on the stage.
You saw this on IG?
I was just on, you know, Instagram, and they were just showing, you know, their performance, but in the background it had the acronym JID, Jesus in Disguise.
Kind of cool. Not gonna lie, that's kind of cool.
So that's why I was like, let me ask Alex when I see him, because I didn't know if that was true or not, but it was behind.
I don't know. That's the first time, but shout out to Jim, man.
Yeah, shout out to
Dreamville, bro.
Shit,
bro. That's on. Every single time I hear it, I'm like, yup, let's go up.
Is there a song that you just have on repeat at the gym?
Yes, Stick.
Stick?
Really? Stick, and now it's Duke Deuce. A song called Rage.
Rage.
By Duke Deuce. That song is just... I saw on Twitter, bro. It was a perfect description. He said, Duke Deuce album just makes you want to run through a brick wall. I swear. It will get you so pumped up, bro. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all gotta hear this snippet too, man. Let me see.
That beat goes crazy. He's just loud.
He just make you want to blitz some weights,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I could definitely, yeah. Every chance I get.
That's a good one. Every chance I get. I don't even need Dirk to be on that song. Sorry.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. Yeah,
he said, keep going. Hi, Callie. That's the one time I agree with you.
Nah, every chance I get.
I used to hear that at Prana all the time last summer, bro.
Really?
Yeah, JV will always put that in the set towards the end. I'm like, that shit going up, bro.
It's some songs I can't listen to just because I'm just...
At Prana?
Yeah, at Prana. Just some songs I can't.
And My Best Friend can't.
Yeah, any Megan Thee Stallion song, I'm done.
Bro, any Megan, Sweetie, City Girls... I'm sorry, just any female rapper, bro, that's on the radio, I can't
talk. It's crazy, I knew what time the songs were coming on. Like, I knew what time it was when that song would come on.
Yeah, me too. But
the best part at the end is, of course, the last song when it ends, when they pay Biggie. And those are cool. Yeah. That was, like, the only good time, because I knew what was done.
I heard that.
Playing Biggie. I heard it's been packed. Have you been since? I haven't been since, like,
wait. In a minute. Yeah, I can't lie. So ever since I started getting, like, super-duper booked, I was just like, can't really do it as much. I would like to, but
I've seen it been big. I've seen, like I said, this one dude at the works was one of my coworkers, and he was like, "Hey, it's just been packed." I was trying to ask if I could come. I ain't trying.
Sorry.
Bye. I'm good.
I know. Shout out to DJs going crazy at Tanger today, though. They're doing like a. Wait, today's Juneteenth. Oh my god.
Shout out to us.
Yeah, shout out to us, man. Today's Juneteenth.
My black brothers and sisters.
Yeah, we stretching this podcast because of Juneteenth, man. Yes, my black brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Texas, but you know, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy how they really tried to enslave us, man.
And they did it.
You know, it's really, you know.
We need to be like, crazy. Oh, why does it matter? Why do you make fun of white people, Alex? Why do you make fun of white people? Because 400 years, nigga. I can say what I want. 400 years, bruh. I can say whatever I want. I can make fun of anybody I want.
Yes.
Don't make fun of white people. Stop being so sensitive.
But hey, shout out to, you know, just being free. You know,
shout out to that, man. Slavery?
Us living, yeah.
It's inhumane.
You know, our ancestors did everything, every choice, lit A lines in every way, so that way you and I can have this discussion right now.
They went through some bullshit for us to do this.
I couldn't live in those time periods, but
what do you think they would think of us today? If all those people that were like on the PlayStation, man, they see the bullshit that we'd be on today. Just imagine taking the folks to the club. They'd be like, women twerk? Why are their skirts so short? Why?
I was just saying the other day, just imagine how our founding fathers would be of the United States of America.
Oh, they see
like George Washington. Hey, wait a minute, y'all have women? A black woman a vice president? Y'all let the slaves free?
Exactly. Oh,
no wonder this country's going out. They be freaking out. We gotta get back to work. Y'all been slipping up. Wait a minute, y'all had this black man? Y'all had a black president?
You had a nigga run the country?
Yeah, man, they be freaking out, man.
Oh my god.
But you know, shout out to our ancestors that lived through that, because
for real, y'all some tough
those
people,
are frightening times, you know. Dark times.
Get your ass beat just because you want to use the restroom. Dog, what? You rather let me piss on myself here?
You've been picking cotton all day, and you just need like a little, it's hot, you just, and then next thing you know, you get like a slick on your neck. You know.
You got nerve damage.
You ever seen 12 Years a Slave? That whole movie?
Only bits and pieces.
You need to watch the whole movie, man.
I can't do it, bro. I hate slave movies.
You hate slave movies?
I hate them, man.
You never seen Roots?
Crazy.
But it's our history. It's our history. It's our what I
do. I watch Django all day.
Oh, my God. No, Django doesn't count, bro. Django's a comedy, but Django's cool, too. I've been trying to watch
fire.
It, too. Nah, but you never seen a new Roots?
Kill Mass Ass. Yeah, I seen Roots before. My dad made me watch that. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Talking about, this is why you shouldn't say nigga.
But they made a new Roots one, though.
They made a new Roots
one. Oh, my God.
What? what?
It came out like in 2017 or 18.
Why would they do
it's
that?
It's good. It's like eight or six episodes.
This is gonna make me want to just murk every white person I come across, bro.
But
I
it's can't our lie. But it's our history.
It makes me upset, bro. Because I know like none of my none of white people I know be on that type of stuff. But so it's just like bro, your ancestors were on some bullshit, dog. That's what made me think, like, bro, like you really came from like some.
But it's not their fault. It's not their fault.
Though. Yeah. Look at you keeping the peace. You're right, it's not their fault, but bro, just white people just be on some bullshit, bro. No, even it's today, though, like, old white people just be just weird, bro.
It's crazy, yeah, racism is crazy, you know, right? Just to have that thinking, you know.
Like, you see certain people just act a certain way, like the Karens and these, I don't know what you call a white man, a Todd, a chat, I don't know what you call them, but these white dudes.
Frank,
you feel me? What's the, Jimmy's, whatever. It's weird, bro. Just like, just leave me alone. My thing is like, why every little thing gotta bother you? I'm literally just here. Why me laughing with my homies is bothering you, and you all the way over there? Like, just let me be.
These people are selfish. People are not attuned to change. You know, people feel like, you know,
they own it.
You know, when in reality, you know, this country, you know, has been bought by lying, thievery, you know, and of course slavery. So yeah. It's, you know, it's, this country is literally a melting pot, you know. So the fact that, you know, people can't respect one another is really
mind-blowing,
because this was what the supposed plan was, because this is what America was supposed to be. So y'all are mad
you
that you're
this.
Living the American dream. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're so...
Yes,
you know,
no, I don't live wrong with it.
Exactly. You know, you like a little bit of it, but you don't want to accept the...
Don't become a billionaire.
But it's crazy. It's levels to it, because, you know, Janae was telling me that it's still a whole lot of immigrants coming across that border.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it's, you know, it's like, where are these people being housed? You know.
We ain't got no space, bruh, to be honest.
We ain't got no food.
Right now,
you know, gas is like $7 in California right now.
Oh, I believe it. I thought it was $10 by now.
$7.
I would stay in the house.
It was $4 when I was in Cali, and when we drove to Nevada.
Just imagine.
It was about $4. But that was like, okay.
Just imagine a day of grocery shopping in California. You're spending probably $300 on just for yourself.
Average, just an average. And that's just basic stuff.
Exactly. Just toilet tissue, food, you know, paper towels, little essentials.
I couldn't do it. The way of life over there, I couldn't do it.
I'd be in my house. If,
you know what California reminds me of? You ever drove around and chomped in whatever, like, downtown Miami, South Beach?
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is.
Times 10.
You know, it's
ruled by gang politics. Yeah, it's just, I'll visit, but, like, I would never live there.
Scarred from Miami, man.
Yeah, I know. I've been getting
cartooled.
But Miami's cool.
It's I got my car towed in Cali.
In Cali? Yeah. Oh, I'm scarred in Cali.
Man, it was so crazy, man. I asked the apartment landlord. I was like, whoever, the hotel. I was like, hey, is it cool to park my car here? He's like, yeah, you know, da da da. Long story short, I listened to this man. I just need to check in, take the car, you know, take my stuff to the hotel. That's it. I'll try to find somewhere. Man, I'll go downstairs, car gone.
Like, gone.
It was so crazy. It was my birthday weekend too.
Damn, so. That's a good 200 right
but
there.
Nah, it was cool. I mean, it was cool. We still had fun. We made the best of it. Like I said, I had to change plans, because to get my car out was like $300.
$300.
Yeah. So I was damn. So, you know, but hey, still made the best of it. I had a great time. Loved it. Like I said, I drove to Nevada. I did a cross country. I drove from California to Nevada. And that was cool. We stayed in Las Vegas. So literally, I went to California and Las Vegas on one trip. You know, that was cool.
That's pretty lit.
So we stayed in Las Vegas for a night and drove back to California. The initial plan was to just drive to Las Vegas and then drive back. Now, mind you, I was just, you know, hey, let's just do it. You know what I'm saying? So, but man, driving was crazy. Like, it was nothing out there. No gas stations for like 100 miles.
So
I was like, nah, and I couldn't imagine how dark it would get, because I bet it was dark. So I was like, nah. I said, we definitely got to stay the night. So we stayed the night in Las Vegas. That was cool, just being back in that environment. And yeah, we came back to California and flew back to Tampa. So
that's fine.
So we're trying to figure out where we're going to go. We're trying to do something soon. So just trying to definitely do more traveling, man. Had fun, you know, again with you in North Carolina. That was cool being there in that state. So yeah. We definitely gotta go back. So
shout out to that, man. Shout out to Miami too, though. I'm gonna be back there for my birthday weekend. I won't lie. Shout out to that.
Oh yeah, I was about to ask, you still going tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I gotta
Now that's 3 days, right?
Yeah, that's 3 days. But I'm ready for it because I've been working out. So it's like nothing.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going with the homie from high school, so he's cool.
Okay, cool.
We'll be on the same music vibe, so he's cool. He play football, so I know he ready for this.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I can't wait, bro. So, it'll be nice little vibe.
Nice, man.
I can't wait, bro. But
you got a hotel on there? You stay.
Airbnb.
Yeah.
I gotta give the person my money, too, while I'm playing. I'll do it, but.
Yeah, it's coming up July 22nd.
For rolling out, it's 22nd to 24th. Fourth, and the 25th is my birthday when I come back, which is Monday.
Gotcha. So. You going to anything else this year?
No, I think I'm festivaled out for this year so far. Yeah, Rolling Loud and Dream Fest was my only two major ones I wanted to go to. Everything else, I gotta fly, and I'm good. Governor's Ball was dope, but that's in New York.
I mean, I'm fine. I don't want to talk about my plans, but I mean, I got some things coming up soon. And I definitely want to go to Dreamville next year.
Yeah, that's going to be tradition.
Definitely want to go to Dreamville next year. I don't know about trying to roll out. I mean,
roll out is like...
It depends. It depends on, you know, if...
That's a rough crowd.
You know, and I also don't want to stay and stand around for, you know, some artists. You know,
Roll out has three stages, so there's always performance. And there's like...
Really?
Yeah, so like if somebody's like not there, you have two other ones to go to, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like Dreamville. I like how they set that up.
There's more calm. Yeah, the crowd there, you like... Know,
they got Erk in there.
Yeah.
They got my people.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, Larry June.
Yeah, exactly.
But I hope next year's lineup is just a good... Man, I'm ready to do all this traveling stuff again. Yeah. You know, well, I shawty do. But...
Hey, that's the best.
Exactly.
It's the best when you can travel, you know, with somebody you love.
Exactly.
You know, like I said, it's a good bonding moment.
Love you, boo. She put me on TikTok and all that, so she got me making TikToks now.
Where?
Yeah, so
I saw
yeah, Instagram. Damn, I'm trying to get up with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do a little vlog.
Yes, sir.
Not be corny with it.
Yeah. Nah, we got to, bro. I'm trying to do better at my little marketing, you know. I love that you're not that guy pal, man. That was cool.
Oh yeah, you're not that guy pal.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
But yeah, man, you're doing better with the stories.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
The marketing, I've been trying.
Hey, you know what it is, y'all. Cool, Steve. But we're gonna wrap this up. This episode kind of long, but it's
kinda about like what 35 minutes or something.
Oh yeah, add 10 more minutes.
Word.
Hey. Yes, sir. But we gonna wrap this up. We're gonna do our little spiel, so you know what it is. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, because that's all we really be using for the most part. To be honest, is Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So follow us and, you know, give us 5 ratings on there, because y'all give us 5 ratings on Apple Podcasts. We need that 5 ratings on Spotify too, though.
Yes, sir. Please.
5 stars, please.
Share us. Tell everybody. Thank you for taking the time listening to us, too. You know, I appreciate the love and support. You know, numbers are definitely showing, you know, but again, I appreciate people taking the time out listening to us.
Yeah,
because, you know,
listen to us talk for 35 minutes. Well, this one, 45
you know,
minutes.
This is, you know, appreciate but you. This is real. You know, this is a conversation I have with my brother, you know, just catching up, you know, and whatnot. And hey, this environment, this community that we build, you know, with sharing ideas and whatnot, you know, it's definitely be beneficial. So, but hey, appreciate you guys. Love you. Peace from Kyle.
Peace from Alex. Hey, we out.
We out.